Express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the road in Lynchburg, Virginia for the first time in nearly 4 years. It's time for game one of six between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats, live from Bank of the James Stadium in Central Virginia. Live from the Blue Ridge Mountains, we welcome you in, everybody. Hello, Andrew Chapman live with you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can watch this week's baseball on the road by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill. It's great to be with you. This is game number four of the post-All-Star break schedule. The Woodpeckers had a very strong weekend at home against the Augusta Green Jackets in the only series against the Atlanta Braves affiliate this year. If you weren't able to catch any of that weekend action, it started out with a very solid 5-2 win on Friday night. Then a long Saturday where there were multiple rain delays. The Woodpeckers never got much going offensively. They dropped that game 8-0. But boy, what a response on Sunday afternoon. Fayetteville strung together 7 doubles in that game, a franchise record for the lineup. 6 different Woodpeckers contributed to the 7 doubles in the game. And for the Woodpeckers, they got one really solid debut out of their young 19-year-old outfield prospect, Luis Baez, out of the Dominican Republic. He went 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. First Woodpecker to do that in a debut since Justin Dearden in 2021. He also scored 2 runs, drove in a run, and helped contribute big as 6 different Woodpeckers linked together for doubles, and Fayetteville took the rubber match of the series with a 9-2 victory. Coming out of that series, we do have a little bit of news to bring you here on the Woodpeckers pregame show. Congratulations to outfielder Zach Cole, a long-awaited promotion to High A Asheville. He got the news after the game on Sunday, in which he didn't play, that he was moving on up and now an Asheville tourist, and Zach Cole cementing his legacy as perhaps one of the best Woodpeckers ever in franchise history. Over 70 games, Cole batted .265, which led the club. He led the team in home runs with 11 RBIs, runs, OPS, walks, you name it. A 2-time Carolina League Player of the Week and the reigning Carolina League Player of the Month in June at the time of his promotion. So congratulations to Zach Cole. In another move, the Woodpeckers moved Luis Perez, an outfielder who is on the injured list, over to the FCL. They didn't make any corresponding moves, but you assume with some of the new Astros draft picks from 2023 being assigned to the FCL that some of the open roster spots may very soon be filled with those players, maybe on this road trip. More likely, though, next week when the Woodpeckers start a 12-game homestand out in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Back to this series, we're getting ready to call game one of six. 6:30 first pitch tonight through Saturday. It'll be a 2:00 pitch on Sunday, but something to note, if you plan on tuning in the broadcast this week, we will begin about 30 minutes earlier than our usual start time across the league at 7:00. Tonight in game one, the Woodpeckers will roll out left-hander Trey Dombrowski. He is 3-7 with a 3.28 ERA, and opposite of him, another southpaw. Lynchburg will send out Adam Tulloch, 3-2 with a 3.63 ERA coming into this one. Fayetteville off their 9-2 win on Sunday night are 7-10 in the second half of play. That's the bottom spot in the Carolina League South Division, but the entire division is very tight. The Woodpeckers are only a half game out of fifth and 3 games out of first place. The Charleston River Dogs lead the division at 11-7. Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach are a game back at 10-8. Columbia 9-9, the Green Jackets at 9-10 after they dropped 2-3 in the Ville. Meanwhile, in the North Division, the Lynchburg Hillcats are 39-43 overall, 8-9 in the second half of play, and they sit 2 games out of first place, currently tied for third in the Carolina League North Division. Fayetteville at 37-46 overall and trying to creep towards that 40-win total and make up some ground in the South Division. a North versus South series this week on the road, so the Woodpeckers won't have the ability to directly affect their position in the division. They'll hope for some other losses around the league in the South to help gain some ground. Let's quickly bring you the starting lineup for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this one. We'll bring you the Lynchburg lineup come the first inning. Ricardo Below leads it off today. He'll be in the leadoff spot. Of course, no more Zach Cole, so that leadoff role is to be filled at this point by another Woodpecker. Luis Encarnacion will catch. He bats second. Tyler Whitaker at third base. He'll hit third. And Luis Baez back in the cleanup spot off his great debut on Sunday. He'll play in right field. Garrett McGowan, he's the first baseman batting fifth. Jackson Lofton is the shortstop. He is sixth. And the seven through nine are the left fielder John Garcia, the DH Sandro Gastone, and the center fielder Roylan Machandi. And again, out on the mound today for Fayetteville is left-hander Trey Dombrowski. He is the Woodpeckers strikeout leader, 93 Ks over 74 innings this year. 3-7 record, took a tough luck loss his last time out in Zebulon. Didn't pitch last weekend out in Fayetteville. He has a 3.28 ERA. Tonight is 17th game and 11th start for the Woodpeckers. The starting lineup has taken the diamond for Lynchburg. The dugouts are aligning, and we'll let you listen in on the national anthem. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Line drive out into right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, Fayetteville has hopped on the bus and they have gone north into the Blue Ridge Mountains for the first road trip in Lynchburg, Virginia since July 19th, almost 4 years to the day of 2019. The last time the Peckers were here at Bank of the James Stadium. We're glad to have you aboard, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for making us a part of your plans. You are tuned in to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app. I'm Andrew Chapman. You'll be joined by Jason Prill, the voice of the Hillcats, if you go over to Bally Live and MILB.TV to watch today's ball game. Game one of six between the Woodpeckers and the Cleveland Guardians affiliate, the Lynchburg Hillcats. First matchup between these North and South Division clubs in 2023. Fayetteville coming off a 9-2 win on Sunday to win that weekend series against Augusta. They're 37-46 overall, 7-10 in the second half of play and trying to work their way up from the bottom spot in the South. Only 3.5 games, though, out of first place. The left-hander Adam Tulloch gets the start for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and the first pitch of our ball game is out. It's a fastball that misses outside, 6:35 p.m., and here we go on this Tuesday evening in Lynchburg today. The temperature is a little bit more mild than the temperatures down in Fayetteville right now. You get up into the mountains a bit and starts to cool off. 86 degrees, low humidity, and sunny skies above our head. 2-0 pitch to Ricardo Belo. The leadoff hitter batting from the right side is taken for a strike. Fastball at knee level. Luis Encarnacion is on deck, and then Tyler Whitaker in the hole. The top three of Ricky Rivera's lineup card today. 2-1 pitch, and Belo chased an up-and-away fastball. That is a strike. 2-2. We'll try and identify a stadium radar gun, perhaps, if there's one in the ballpark, to bring you some speed readings this week. Here's the 2-2. Right back to the fastball, and it missed outside. Adam Tulloch, a Toronto native, he's Canadian. He is a left-hander that stands 6'2" and is a 15th-round draft pick out of Arizona State University last year. He's a former Sun Devil. Belo checks on a high fastball. He got all heat in that at-bat, and he went too far. Got ahead 2-0, but ends up striking out to begin the game. And there's one gone to bring up, Luis Encarnacion. Again, one more time through the lineup card. Baez, the cleanup hitter. McGowan, the five-bat. Six-hitter is Jackson Lofton. John Garcia, Sandro Gastón, and Roylan Machandy are the bottom three of the order. Encarnacion up into the right side of the plate. Here's the pitch from Tulloch, and he missed up high with a fastball. There's been no breaking ball offered up so far from Tulloch, who is 3-2 with a 3.63 ERA on the season. Here's his offering, and gets a fastball by Encarnacion. Other numbers, 19 games, 11th start tonight for Lynchburg, 52 innings. And he's struck out 73 over that stretch, along with 31 walks, 21 earned runs, and 4 home runs. Encarnacion fouls one into the screen behind home, and it is 1-2. An out, nobody on, underway here in Lynchburg in the opener of this series. Lynchburg will pay a visit to Fayetteville later on in the year, 12-game head-to-head season series between these two clubs. And here's Tulloch's pitch to Enka. And it's a fastball that rides up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Awful lot of fastball. Hardly ever see this much heater consecutively. And got to wonder how deep the repertoire is for Adam Tulloch as he strikes out Encarnacion. There's a breaking ball that was down and inside. It's picked up by Lopez, the catcher. He throws up the first baseline to complete the strikeout. So back-to-back K's as Adam Tulloch settles in quickly. And he gets ready to square off against Tyler Whitaker. Tyler Whitaker, a right-handed batter. He's over at third base today. So three straight righties faced by the left-handed Adam Tulloch. And here's his first pitch. Whitaker takes a changeup low and in. Home plate umpire today is Travis Roberson. And working the bases is John Forrester. The two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds today that say the Ville across the chest. The 1-0, and Whitaker takes a high outside corner strike. A black numeral on the back of that red uniform outlined in white. A black belt with the gray pants and the black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Black batting helmets for the Fayetteville hitters. Tulloch gets a sign from catcher Lopez and winds for his 1-1. There's a slider, bounced out to short, skipping twice for Hanau. He sprints over to his left, gloves it, throws low to first, and Felia, the first baseman, with a backhanded dig. Great play on both sides of the diamond to take an infield hit away from Tyler Whitaker. And the Woodpeckers go down in order with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. We're going to the bottom of the first. It's Trey Day. Trey Dombrowski goes to the mound. When we come back, you're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the road in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh.
Our Tuesday night ball game underway in Lynchburg, Virginia. We play the bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville goes down in order in the top half, and enter Trey Dombrowski in his 17th game of the year, 11th start for the Woodpeckers, 3-7 record, 3.28 ERA. He gets a swing and miss on a 1-0 pitch by Angel Zarate, the starting pitcher for the Hillcats, or starting the leadoff hitter, should say, for the Hillcats. He's a lefty against the left-hander Dombrowski. Here's the 1-1. He squares to bunt and tried to poke it along the third baseline. He fouls it off. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman today, playing deep up behind the bag and well off of that line, so he was trying to bunt against a slightly shifted infield. Instead, it'll be in a 1-2 count as Dombrowski gets the sign from tonight's catcher, Luis Encarnacion. He sets low and away. Dombrowski spins a slider, and a ball is grounded past the mound. It's played by Lofton, the shortstop, in front of the second base bag, and he zips the throw over to first in time to get Zarate for out number one. So one gone, and Wilfredo Antunes is coming up to the plate, another left-handed batter for Dombrowski. Defensively today for Fayetteville, it's John Garcia out in left. Roylen Machandi plays center, and Luis Baez gets another start out in right field. Here's the first one to Antunes, and it's down and away. Called strike, though. A slider just to clip that outside corner. Tyler Whitaker plays over at third base. Jackson Lofton is the shortstop. Ricardo Below at second. And the first baseman is Garrett McGowan. And as mentioned behind the plate, Luis Encarnacion. Another slider to Antunes, gets a cut and miss. And Dombrowski spinning a lot of breaking ball to get the day going. Here comes the 0-2 offering. Went right back to the slider and got him to chase low and away. Three straight breaking balls to the outside, and Dombrowski picks up his first strikeout, second out of the day. And it'll bring up Angel Hanau, the three-hitter. Four-pitch mix for Trey Dombrowski, the New Jersey native and the 22-year-old. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. Here comes his wind, kick, and first pitch. The right-handed bat goes right back to a off-speed pitch that looked like a curve riding low and in. Nothing in one. Dombrowski is 6'5", 235 pounds, a former ball player at Monmouth University, not far from where he grew up in New Jersey. A fourth-round pick last year by the Astros, one of their top pitching selections behind only Andrew Taylor and Michael Knorr. One ball and one strike as Dombrowski delivers. And missed just outside, a little chalk popping out of the mid of Encarnacion, a little plume of chalk as he snared that fastball. Sometimes those catchers will throw a little dirt or chalk in the mitt start of a game just to get that added grip. Here's the 2-1, and a changeup is lifted fairly deep out into right. Luis Baez measuring, drifting back to his right, and before the warning track, hauling it in for the final out of the inning. And it's a 1-2-3 frame for Trey Dombrowski as well. Both sides go down in order, and our scoreless ball game is heading to the second from Lynchburg on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The second inning underway from Lynchburg. Luis Baez digs into the right side and squares off against the lefty Adam Tulloch. First pitch home is down and inside to Baez, a changeup. And it's one ball and no strikes on the recently acquired Woodpecker from FCL and the Florida Complex League. The 19-year-old Luis Baez is certainly proven that he belongs and here to stay as he cuts at a fastball and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Big-time debut for Baez on Sunday afternoon. Went 2-for-3 in his first Carolina League game with a pair of doubles. He scored two runs. He drove in a run. He walked once. And it was quite the day for Fayetteville Woodpeckers fans to see one of their newest stars as he lifts one up along the right field line. Sadui hustling over towards the paint stripe. It'll make the catch on the fair side of the line for out number one. And it's four up, four down for Adam Tulloch. Didn't quite work around that defensive alignment for you in a speedy top of the first. So let's get you around the diamond here for the Lynchburg Hillcats in this second inning as the left-handed bat of Garrett McGowan steps in. And Adam Tulloch winds, kicks, and pitches the first one, and it misses outside. The left fielder for the Hillcats is Garcia. Garcia out, or rather, excuse me, Zarate out in left, and Antonez is in center. Sadui making that catch a moment ago is out in right. The third baseman is Carson Tucker. At shortstop is Angel Hanau. One ball and one strike on McGowan, and here's the wind and the offer. Fastball for a strike on the outside edge. And it was looked at by Garrett. Pretty hittable pitch, 1-2. The second baseman, that is a Tyrese Turner. The first baseman is Bubba Felia. And behind the plate is Robert Lopez. Garrett McGowan fouls away a 1-2, and that'll keep things where they're at. On the year, Garrett McGowan comes in batting 142, two home runs and seven RBIs. He has three doubles as well. 15 walks to 46 strikeouts, and the 1-2 home is a little high. A lot of fastball still from Adam Tulloch. He's showed a little bit of a changeup and spun a couple of sliders, but it's probably been 85% fastball so far for the lefty. 2-2 coming home, and that's center cut right down the middle, and Garrett McGowan looks at a fastball for strike three. Down to the count, McGowan might have been looking changeup or something off speed, and the fastball ended up blitzing right by him. So now it's Jackson Lofton Fayetteville shortstop today. He climbs into the right side and ready to take his first hacks. Five up, five down for Tulloch. Nobody on base, two gone. No score in our ballgame. And a first pitch fastball was close, but just a bit inside. Lynchburg today is wearing navy blue ball caps with the Lynchburg Hillcat logo on the front of that cap. A navy blue uniform with the Blue Ridge blue colored sleeves. It's almost a turquoise type of color. A new color scheme that they introduced back in 2017. Black belts with a white pant and the midnight blue. That's what they call it, that navy. The midnight blue high socks for Tulloch on the mound. And Lofton, who wears high black socks with his gray pants today, fouls away a pitch off to the right side, and it's a one ball and two strike count. The official team colors of the Lynchburg Hillcats: midnight blue, Blue Ridge blue, and the Seven Hills green. One ball and two strikes as Lofton steadies. Here's the pitch, and he knuckles away an inside fastball. You know, I might have mixed up my my Hillcats colors there. Seven Hills green, I believe, is what the sleeve pattern is, almost a turquoise type of look. And then the midnight blue, that dark navy, is the body of the uniform. And here's a pitch popped up off to the right and out of play. And they have that Seven Hills green number outlined in white on the back of the midnight blue uniform. Lofton battling with two strikes. Here comes another pitch, and it's a fastball lifted fairly deep out into right. Sends Sadui to his left towards the line, and the right fielder will make another catch to end another 1-2-3 inning for Adam Tulloch. He has retired all six Woodpeckers he squared off against today, and we're going to the home second inning. No score. The Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. The series opener will continue in a moment.
Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours,
say things you don't understand. No score in the bottom of the second inning. Series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. Robert Lopez is the lefty. Lynchburg catcher leading off the inning. He's in a one-ball, one-strike count against Trey Dombrowski. And here comes the left-hander's pitch. It is a slider framed right on the outside edge. Well located by Dombrowski. And he's probably throwing more slider today than he is fastball. And he's faced three lefties, one righty so far. So that slider is the perfect pitch to be throwing to these left-handers, get them to extend outside. Works as a front door pitch for Dombrowski as the 2-2 comes home. And he spins another slider off to the outside. It's backhanded at second on a roller from below. Throw over to first, and Garrett McGowan with a big sweeping scoop over at first base. A great play by the Fayetteville first baseman to help secure the first out of the inning. Here's the pitch home to the new left-handed batter, Lexer Sadui. So tons of lefties coming up against Dombrowski. That can only favor him, getting to face so many of them. Sadui in an 0-1 count. Dombrowski winds, pitches, and a fly ball is struck down the left field line and out of play. There is a big overhang, a roof above our heads at the press box level, so a lot of those fly balls are tricky to judge without following the path of the outfielder. This is an old ballpark that almost has a similar feel to Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. Another ground ball towards the middle. Lofton cuts over from short, throws off balance. McGowan stretches as the runner dives, and the throw is in time. Another great play made by the Fayetteville middle infield. Below and Lofton getting involved. And Sadui giving 110% up the line. He took a head first dive, smeared the chalk up, and wasn't able to make it in safe to first. So two quick outs on a pair of ground outs, and now the right-handed bat of Carson Tucker steps in. Carson Tucker, a 21-year-old originally from Phoenix, Arizona, ready for the 0-1, and Dombrowski works in a backdoor slider. Good breaking ball. He has it working away from lefties, and then it's a backdoor pitch to righties. Dombrowski one strike away from his second 1-2-3 inning. Here's the pitch, and it got him swinging. A changeup to the outside, and Carson Tucker waves for the second Lynchburg strikeout. Six up, six down for both starting pitchers. And we are heading along to the third. Woodpeckers baseball is continuing next. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The world is a vampire.
Top of the third inning in Lynchburg, and John Garcia swings at the first pitch, skips it on two hops out to short. Hanau with a running glove, and he will throw over to first on the move to get the out. Seven up, seven down for Adam Tulloch. We're watching a pair of left-handers go toe-to-toe to begin this series. Trey Dombrowski has set down six straight, and Adam Tulloch now with seven in a row. So we're still looking for our first base runner on the evening. It goes to the eight hitter now, and Sandro Gastone, who had a good series over the weekend. Here's the first pitch to him, and he fouls it straight backwards. He had four hits over two games across Saturday and Sunday. Got the day off on Friday, and when he was DHing on Saturday, came up with a 3-for-3 day. Here comes the wind kick in the 0-1, and a fastball is high. On Sunday, Gastone was one of those six players to account for the seven doubles and set a franchise record for most doubles in a single game. Here's the 1-1 from Tulloch. Inside slider bites on Gastone and gets him to cut through. And he falls behind, one ball and two strikes. Last time Tulloch was on the bump for the Hillcats, he was able to give them four innings of scoreless baseball. He has not allowed a run in July. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Gastone just fouled it off to the outside. A little changeup that nicked off the end of the bat and rolled to the backstop. But Tulloch started July with five scoreless innings of one-hit ball against Delmarva here at home. Then here at home against Salem, he pitched on July 7th and went four scoreless. Next pitch and a tapper out towards the mound, played by Tulloch as he moves forward, spins around, throws to first, gets the out. And there are two quick ones in the Fayetteville third. So he had his nine scoreless innings in July onto his 2 1/3 today. He's got quite the stretch going right now. 11 1/3 scoreless innings in July. His final game in June 15th in Zebulon against the Mudcats, was also a quality start. Six innings of one-run baseball. So there are not too many arms better at preventing runs in this league right now than Adam Tulloch. But he hangs a breaking ball on the first pitch to Roland Machandi, and he lines a base hit through the right side out into right field. So there we go. First base runner of the game for either ball club. Roland Machandi is on with a two-out single. And gets it back to the top of the order. Ricardo Below, the switch hitter, into the right side. Below struck out waving against Tulloch to begin the game. Big gap on the right side of the diamond still, with Turner shifted towards the middle. Machandi is running. Here comes the throw down, a tag right on top of his helmet, but it's not in time. Robert Lopez got the throw off from a knee, but it was a little bit high, forced Turner to jump slightly in the air to bring it in. And he dropped the tag a little bit late. Roland Machandi, with some of the best speed on this Woodpeckers roster, gets into scoring position. Two outs, 1-0 count on Below. Tulloch looking over his shoulder as the second baseman hangs around. Machandi going to third. Catcher struggled to get the ball out, and Machandi's in safely. He nabs second, and then on the next pitch, breaks for third and makes it down safely. Ricky Rivera getting aggressive with two outs over in that third base coaching box, giving Machandi the green light. Woodpeckers still need a base hit of some form or a wild pitch to bring home the run. Here's the 1-1. Fastball right down the middle, and a tough take by Below. Gets it to 1-2. There's a lot of green grass directly behind home plate, an older ballpark, and you tend to see the space behind home plate have a little extra compared to some of these newer parks like Segre, where the backstop is right up on you. This ballpark opened on April 11th, opening day of 1940. 2-2 with two outs, and Below taps it, right side, foul. Just barely made it out of the home plate area. Trickled a little bit up the chalk line along the first base side, and then got foul before Lopez, the catcher, could jump on top of it. So Ricardo Below holds in a 2-2 count. Below entering tonight's game, batting .260, one of the team's top averages, over 61 games. With five home runs and 25 RBIs, Machandi bluffed over at third as a fastball comes in, and Below foul tips it into the mitt, striking out and ending the inning. So Fandle gets aggressive after a two-out single from Roylen Machandi. He swipes second and third, but is left 90 feet away. And Fandle remains scoreless as we go to the bottom of the third. Scoreless ball game altogether on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hornets Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching in.
Lynchburg comes to bat in the bottom of the third inning. No score. Woodpeckers finally put a hit on the board in the top of the inning with a Roylen Machandi single, but he was left at first base. Dombrowski delivers a strike to Tyrese Turner, the seven hitter, and the next one right at the top of the zone. A changeup by Dombrowski. Good slider, good changeup today. A whole repertoire is locked in pretty quickly for Trey Dombrowski, who is pitching in game number 17 of his season. 0-2, a check swing on a slider. He went too far. Encarnacion couldn't squeeze it clean. He'll pick the ball up, throw along the first baseline, and get Turner for the first out, third strikeout for Dombrowski. So Trey Dombrowski, with his three strikeouts today, now has 96 on the season. He had seven strikeouts entering this start to be the first Woodpecker to touch the century mark. Here's Jordan Brown, and the first one to Brown is high and outside, a ball. Jordan Brown batting just 190 on the year. This is his second season in the Carolina League. He's playing in his 73rd game for the Hillcats tonight. Altogether across the last 2 years, slider missed up and outside. 32 games last year, 40 this year, and still trying to figure it out at the plate offensively as a pro. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Brown fouls it back. 2-1. Brown is a 21-year-old who grew up in Inglewood, California, and was drafted in the sixth round by the Guardians out of Juniper Serra High School. He was a high school selection. 3-1 kick pitch, and Dombrowski delivers a high strike. Travis Roberson extending that zone vertically a little bit, and he is consistently calling that high strike in the last couple of at-bats. Here comes the whine and the payoff. Dombrowski spins a breaking ball by Jordan Brown swinging. He strikes him out and wins the payoff battle. Dombrowski up to three straight strikeouts now, going back to how he closed out the second inning. And he faces the Lynchburg nine-hitter, Bubba Filia. Here's the first pitch to him. And a fastball runs up and in. Filia on the year is batting just 150 over 51 games. He's really struggling at the plate this year. And a fastball missed inside, 2-0. Filia has connected for 5 home runs and 18 RBIs. He's doubled 4 times, has 1 triple as well, and a 332 on base percentage. 30 walks to 60 strikeouts for Filia. The kick and the 2-0 pitch. He swings and rips a line drive out into left. That'll get all the way to the base of the wall in a couple of hops. John Garcia plays the bounce, gets it back into the infield, and Bubba Filia is down to second with his fifth double of the season. Trey Dombrowski has not had too many mistake pitches today. He's done a really good job of working the edges of the zone, but that time around it looked like a changeup that was pretty center cut. He'll probably be happy just to get away with a double. That was a hit me over the wall type of pitch. And Filia in scoring position. So now Lynchburg gets their first hit. Both clubs getting their first base runner in the third inning. Who can cash it in first? Back to the top of the order with Angel Zarate, and he belts one deep right center field. Baez sprinting back, going to the wall, and it is gone. It clears the wall in right center field, just barely scraped over top of it. And Angel Zarate hits a two-run home run to get the scoring started in this series. 2-0 Hillcats. A little bit of a delayed reaction in the crowd. Not even a lot of the fans were able to see whether that ball left, but it did, just over the right center field wall. And for Zarate, that'll go down as just his second home run of the year, playing in his 32nd game today. So that loud double and a two-run home run coming on back-to-back pitches. Dombrowski gets a pop-up from Antonez on the left side of the infield. Whitaker calling for it, and the third baseman puts it away. But quite the turn of events for Trey Dombrowski. He was an out away from going 1-2-3 in the third, but gives up the double and a two-run home run as Lynchburg takes a 2-0 lead through three innings tonight at Bank of the James Stadium.
Field Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny.
She grew up in it. Welcome back to the Bank of the James Stadium. We are in the top of the fourth inning, and Lynchburg holds a 2-0 lead on a two-run home run against Trey Dombrowski. Luis Encarnacion leads off against Adam Tulloch, who has retired 9 of 10 today. He gets a swinging strike by Encarnacion. And the count to nothing and two. Enka has struck out swinging today, 0 for 1. Tulloch pitches and misses high. One ball and two strikes. The Woodpeckers' offense coming into today, 10th in combined average at .224. They've scored the fewest runs in the Carolina League at .316, but they've hit the 6 most home runs.
Here comes the kick and the 1-2. It is outside. Two balls and two strikes. And then towards the bottom of the league as well in some of the average stats. 10th in on base, 11th in slug, 11th in OPS. But coming off a good offensive weekend with a 5-2 win and then that 9-2 win with 12 base hits on Sunday. Still trying to get going here on the road. Here's the 2-0 or the 2-2, and it's lifted off to the right. And the count will stay level. Meanwhile, on the pitching side for Lynchburg, they have had their struggles. They're near the bottom of the league in a lot of key stats that may bode well for the Woodpeckers offensively. They're last in league ERA, 4.61 combined ERA. They allow a lot of runs. They're 10th in whip, so they issue some walks as well, and they've struck out the fewest batters in the entire league. Only 690 strikeouts combined. And the Woodpeckers, the polar opposite. They have the most strikeouts as a pitching staff among all 12 Carolina League franchises. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch home is up and outside. And it fills up on Encarnacion. Tulloch has not issued a walk. He struck out four. And looking for his first out of this fourth inning. Bases empty. 2-0 Hillcats. And Tulloch takes a while to get the sign, winds, pitches, and Encarnacion strikes out. A high fastball got him waving. And Encarnacion with a rare two-strikeout game in his first two at-bats. You don't see that too often. Not too many Fayetteville bats better at just putting balls in play than Encarnacion. But he's back to the pine for a second time, and here comes Tyler Whitaker. He bounced out to short in the first inning. And the first pitch coming home from Tulloch. Fastball placed for strike one. Whitaker actually probably thought that he was going to come away with a single into center field in that first inning at bat, but the shortstop Hanau made a nice play, ranging to his left, lunging at the ball, spinning around, and throwing a one-hopper to first that was dug out just in time. So a nice defensive play on both ends of the diamond cost Whitaker a single. Here's the 1-1, and a changeup fades in. Well located right on the inside of the zone, just below belt level. And Whitaker will have to protect down 1-2 in the count. Nobody on base for the Fayetteville three-hitter and third baseman. The 1-2 outside, and a good take by Tyler Whitaker. He is seen really as the offensive focal point. He was already. But now with the departure of Zach Cole, you really look at guys like him and you hope Luis Baez can stay hot in the early going to help propel the middle, the heart of the Fayetteville order. 2-2. Wraparound slider missed just outside and a little bit high. Now back-to-back full counts worked by Encarnacion and Whitaker. See if Whitaker can win this battle. Second baseman Turner playing towards the middle, trying to close anything up the middle to center. 3-2 pitch. And Whitaker takes just inside. Tulloch thought he had strike three. He kind of winces and grunts at himself. I don't know if he was mad at the call or mad that he just missed the location. It was close. A good take by Whitaker, but it looked just inside. And Tulloch issues his first walk of the game. The one out man at first, Fayetteville trailing 2-0 on the two-run home run in the last inning. And here is Luis Baez. First pitch coming to Baez. Fastball for a strike. Baez flied out to right, a routine fly to start his day 0-for-1. Went 2-for-3 in the debut on Sunday, pair of doubles. A look over to first where Whitaker shuffles his weight, doesn't go, and a swing and a foul into the backstop to get it to 1-0-2. Mentioned those two doubles by Baez, the first Woodpecker to have multiple base hits in a debut since Justin Dearden did it in opening week of 2019. A pair of doubles for Dearden in his first Woodpeckers game. Kick and a throw over to first, and Whitaker dives back into the bag safely. And Whitaker, Dearden certainly went on to be quite the ball player. He's right on the cusp of the big leagues right now. There was a little talk about him breaking camp during spring training, but has been with Sugarland all year. Whitaker trying to dive back in, and he can't get back in time. He He belly flopped trying to get into first, and his hand never stuck to the bag. He took a last-second reach, but Filia dropped the tag, and Whitaker is picked off. Back-to-back pickoffs by Tulloch. He has that three-quarters move where he goes halfway to home, halfway to first. And Whitaker was extending that secondary lead, got caught. Now the 0-2 to Baez, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-2. It's the first time that Tulloch has been able to show that move because Machandi stole second and third on him when he reached in the third inning. He wasn't even on first base for that long. 1-2 coming home. Baez steps out of the way of an inside slider. And the count back to even. But if Luis Baez can go on a Justin Dearden track, I think that'd be just fine. 6'2", 205-pound 19-year-old. Big kid as he lifts this pitch deep out into right field. Sadui going back all the way to the warning track and up against the high wall, makes the catch about 325 feet out there where he hit it, and it falls just short for the final out of the fourth inning. Fayetteville goes down in order despite the walk. Whitaker picked off, and nothing doing for them through four innings. 2-0, Lynchburg going to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Trey Dombrowski returns to the mound. He now trails 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning after a two-run home run from the leadoff hitter, Angel Zarate. Now he faces the three-hitter in Angel Hinao is 0-for-1 with a flyout to right field. 0-2 as Dombrowski delivered a strike on the outside corner, gets his sign from Enka. The motion and the pitch. A slider dives low, and it's 1-2. Hanau, Robert Lopez, and then Lexer Sadui. 3-4-5, heart of the order, a second time through for Trey. And here comes his 1-2 home. A pop fly straight backwards. One of the troubling things for Trey Dombrowski this year has been the lack of run support behind him. He's been one of the Woodpeckers' most consistent pitchers. He's gone at least four innings in every single one of his games this year. He's leading the club in strikeouts. He's got a sub 3.5 ERA, even with the two-run home run today. But he has seven losses. Pitches up high, 2-2. And a lot of that is just because he does not get a ton of help on the offensive end. So even when he'll give up 2-3 runs, even one run sometimes, he'll take an L. Swinging a foul back on a breaking ball, and it's 3-2 on Hanau. That was the case his last time out two Sundays ago in Zebulon, where he pitched the resumption of the Saturday suspended contest against the Mudcats. He went 4 and a third. He gave up just 2 hits and 1 run on a double play ball. as this one's popped up right side on the infield. Ricardo Belleau calling off McGowan and making a last-second correction to make an over-the-shoulder grab. Near disaster on the right side as McGowan was in the area to make that catch. Belleau called him off but almost dropped it. Good thing he didn't. So one gone, but in that game for Dombrowski, gave up the one run. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out three. Needed just 51 pitches to get all of those outs, and about as good of a day as you could ask for, but he got no runs of support behind him. And the Woodpeckers lost that game 1-0, and Trey Dombrowski took the seventh loss of the year. So when it comes to modern-day baseball thinking, yeah, wins and losses, sometimes they don't mean a whole heck of a lot. They don't truly demonstrate the performance of a pitcher. Here's a bouncer, shallow to first, fielded by McGowan. He'll underhand flip to Trey Dombrowski hustling over, and he steps on the bag in time to retire Robert Lopez. First baseman and pitcher linking up for the second out of the fourth inning, and brings up Lexer Sadui now. Lexer Sadui is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. And here comes the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Slider peels outside for ball one. Sadui, spelled S-A-D-U-Y. And now the 1-0 coming home. Fastball right down the middle. And that is a strike, 1-1 on Sadui. Sadui coming into today's game, batting 229. He's playing in game number 61 for the Hillcats tonight. 1-1 pitch is down and outside. That was a changeup. And it's two balls and a strike. Sadui with three home runs, 24 RBIs, 29 walks to 65 strikeouts, the 2-1 home. Slider popped up left side. Into foul territory. Whitaker hustling over, getting onto the extended warning track, but not enough room. It'll get over the net and out of play. Mentioned how there's a lot of area behind home plate. There's ever wild pitches. And then a decent amount of territory as well in front of each dugout for foul balls. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on base. And a high fastball is a little too high. So 3-2. Lynchburg on top, 2-0 on the Angel Zarate home run. Here comes a payoff pitch from Dombrowski. And a line drive is sprayed off to the left, out of play. Garrett McGowan, Jackson Lofton, and John Garcia, the 5, 6, and 7, are scheduled to bat for Fayetteville in the top of the fifth. No runs, one hit for the Woodpeckers, two runs on two hits for Lynchburg. Another payoff coming home. And a slider is bounced out to McGowan. He fields it first, says, "I got it," runs over the bag, stumps on top, and the inning is over. So Dombrowski snaps right back into action. He goes 1-2-3 after that two-run third. And again, for the 17th time this year, Trey Dombrowski has completed four innings in a game. We're going to the top of the fifth. Fayetteville trailing 2-0.
Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Top of the fifth inning, first pitch to Garrett McGowan is lifted out into shallow right center field. Four Hillcats converging on it, trying to call it, and it is Antunes who makes the catch. The center fielder sprinting forward, and he is able to secure it. That was a chaos as you had Sadui, Antunes, Turner, Hanau, the left fielder, center fielder, second baseman, and shortstop all coming together in almost a square shape. And it was Antunes, center fielder, controlling that play. And that's what you ask your center fielder to do, is be the point of communication on a ball like that. Here's another fly ball, right center field. This one, though, is in the gap and down. It's off the bat of Jackson Lofton, cut off by Sadui. Throw going to second. Lofton dives in head first, and he's got a double. Throw to second, pulled Turner off of the bag. And Jackson Lofton provides the first extra base hit of the day for the Woodpeckers. Second hit of the game. And he was thinking two out of the box. That was a line drive that didn't make it all the way to the warning track. Antunes took a pretty good angle to cut it off. But with loft and speed, he was hustling around to make sure he added a double to his season tally. Here's a ripper through the left side and out of the left field. Jackson Lofton hasn't even Velcroed his sliding mitt. He's holding it in his hand as he hustles around third. He will score without a throw. And on the first pitch, John Garcia rips a single and gets Fayetteville on the board tonight, 2-1. So two pitches out of the hand of Adam Tulloch, and the Woodpeckers pick up two hits and a run. First run given up by Adam Tulloch in the month of July. That ends a stretch of 13 and a third consecutive innings in July. And now Sandra Gastone hacking at the first one and lifting it foul to the right. For stat keeping purposes there, that'll be double number 9 of Jackson Lofton's season. As Tulloch working out of the stretch, picks off over to first. That ball trickles away from Thalia. But John Garcia will hold on the bag. So double number 9 for Lofton and RBI number 18 of the season for John Garcia. He has to be careful of that pickoff move of Tulloch. He already threw out Tyler Whitaker over at first base in the last inning. Gastone ready for an 0-1 pitch, and it misses inside, outside, make it 1-1. A little bit of a different perspective here at Bank of the James from our radio booth compared to Segra Stadium. We're a little bit lower towards the field, and we are directly behind home plate compared to Segra, where we're offset towards the third base side. Gastone swings, hits a deep line drive out into center. Antunes going back on it, full sprint. Oh, and he reached up over the shoulder and made a great catch. I don't know how he got back on that one so quickly. Antunes in a dead sprint, able to track down a searing line drive from Sandra Gastone. He got all of that ball, but will come away with a long out. John Garcia, who was almost around the second base bag, he was right on top of second base thinking that ball was going to drop. He has to hustle all the way back to first and won't get into scoring position. So a line out to center. Roylan Machandi is in. He singled his first time, and a pitch popped up right side and into the bleachers. 0-1 the count on Machandi. Adam Tulloch trying to complete 5 innings and become eligible for a winning decision tonight if the Hillcats can hang on the rest of the way. 0-1. And Machandi spoils another one off right side, out of play, and it's nothing and two. Pushed a single through the right side, and then Machandi stole 2 bases in his last at bat. For Machandi, it was stolen bases number 4 and 5. He has not been caught this year. Perfect 5 for 5 in steals. John Garcia with some good speed, even for a catcher. He's an outfielder today. Short lead off of first, though, as Tulloch fires the 0-2, and Machandi pops it up straight backwards and foul onto the roof of Bank of the James Stadium. Pretty high fences throughout the ballpark, about, call it 20-foot fences, 325 in right, 400 in center, and 325 in left. A very symmetrical ballpark here in Lynchburg. Sunlight's just about left the diamond as the 0-2 is coming home from Tulloch once again. No, a pickup of the leg and a throw over to first. He milked that pitch clock all the way down to 3, working very deliberately here with the tying run on. RBI single from John Garcia has the Woodpeckers on the board. It's 2-1 Hillcats. 0-2 pitch, and Machandi knuckles it along the third base side. A foul ball. It clipped his toe on the way out of the box. Tulloch ran over there, and he just, instead of picking up the baseball, he just kind of soccer kicked it over to the third base dugout, making life easier for the bat boy. Double and a single in the inning. Machandi trying to extend the fifth with 2 outs. Garcia off of first base. Tulloch down to the belt, looks that way, and pitches. And Machandi checks his swing on a high fastball. He did not go. Garcia moving on the pitch, and he's in there. They appeal late to John Forster. He confirms Machandi did not swing. And now the Lynchburg dugout is getting a little vocal on that call. Argument coming from Lynchburg manager Jordan Smith, who's in his first year as a minor league manager. But they'll contain that dugout, and things will focus back on the batter and the pitcher. Tulloch in a 1-2 count. Machandi bounces this one to third, shallow towards the grass. Tucker fielding, coming forward, throwing across on the move and getting the out to end the inning. So the Woodpeckers get one back. RBI single by John Garcia scores Lofton after his double. They do leave one on, and we are halfway home tonight in the series opener with the Hillcats on top, 2-1. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
One ball game, Lynchburg on top of Fayetteville. Trey Dombrowski delivers a pitch, and Carson Tucker hits it deep, way out into left field. Garcia will give it a look, and it is gone. Solo home run leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Hillcats. Carson Tucker goes deep, and it's 3-1. Hillcats get the run right back as Dombrowski serves up his second home run of the night. Now it's Tyrese Turner, and here's the pitch home. Slider drops in. That looked like a fastball that, again, was just a mistake pitch left right over the middle of the plate, a similar pitch that Angel Zarate hit out of the park in the third inning. So all three Lynchburg runs tonight have come on home runs as Dombrowski delivers a slider on the outside corner to Turner, and it's nothing and two. Dombrowski working with a pace. Here comes his wind, 0-2 pitch, and Turner pops it up. Right side foul territory, and out of play it goes. So it will stay 0-2. As great as Dombrowski has been this year, and as consistent, dependable he has been, you can throw out a number of adjectives. The home run ball has been an issue for him, no doubt. Here's the 0-2, and his pitch down to the dirt. There's a swing and miss. Picked up by Encarnacion, and he tags Turner trying to escape the box. Fifth strikeout for Dombrowski, but he has now allowed 11 home runs this year over the span of 78 innings. So that is a home run rate that he'll definitely have to work towards decreasing as he gets towards the higher levels of the minor leagues. And the pitch is outside. And I think the most obvious reason for the home run rate being what it is just the lack of velocity with Trey Dombrowski. Here's the pitch, and a slider is down and in. You hardly ever see his slider hit for a home run. The balls that sail over the wall are usually the fastballs that are 89, 90 miles an hour and get left in a very center cut part of the strike zone, that meaty pitch that every hitter is looking for when they come to the plate. For Dombrowski, he can ramp it up. We've seen it 91, 92, but when you're throwing in the high 80s, low 90s, you have to be really pinpoint, even at this level of the minor leagues. Otherwise, you will be hit for some homers. One ball and two strikes. Jordan Brown in a hitter's hole, and here's the pitch. Good slider, bounced along third, right on the chalk line, out in front of the bag, and it will roll over top of the bag for a base hit. Tyler Whitaker was waiting for it to come to him, hoping that ball would trickle foul, and it never did. Infield single for Jordan Brown. And now it's Bubba Filia. Bubba Filia with a double in his last at bat. He scored on the Zarate two-run home run. And Trey Dombrowski puts a first pitch strike by him on a changeup, 0-1. Filia with that low batting average, as we mentioned, just above 150 now after his double, but he ripped that ball he hit to left in the third. Runner on the go to second. Encarnacion's throw to second base, a one hopper and not in time. Jordan Brown swipes second base. And Brown coming up with his just second stolen base of the year in his 41st game. He's not a guy that goes a whole lot, but you can see Lynchburg trying to test the throwing arm of Luis Encarnacion. And now, unfortunately, we have an injury stoppage. Jordan Brown, after diving into second base, is down on a knee, and he's clutching his left hand. I think he jammed that hand or that wrist going into the bag, and he wears a sliding mitt on that hand, but he is in some clear pain and is being checked up on by the Lynchburg athletic trainer Franklin Sammons. Franklin Sammons, team athletic trainer, a returner from last year's coaching staff. And We'll have to see if Jordan Brown's able to stay in this game or if he'll have to make a change. Gives us an opportunity to turn to the Carolina League scoreboard for the first time tonight. New series beginning all across the Carolina League, and it does look like Brown will be able to stay in the game. Sammons and the manager, Jordan Smith, jogging back to the dugout. Carolina, the Mudcats hosting Kannapolis at Five County Stadium, and they have an early or a late 6-0 lead in the top of the seventh. Down East is in Kinston, and they are playing host to the Salem Red Sox. That game has Down East leading 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Augusta at home against the Frednats, 1-1 in the top of the third. First pitch swing on a high fastball, a third pitch swing after the stoppage there. It's 1-2 on Bubba Felia. One out, runner on second. One run home on the solo home run from Carson Tucker leading the inning. 3-1 Lynchburg. You have Charleston on the road in Salisbury, Maryland. They are playing Delmarva. That game 2-1 in the bottom of the third. The River Dogs 11-7 atop the South Division. Long look down to second base. Dombrowski brings the clock to one, pitches, and misses low with a slider. 2-2. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are hosting the Columbia Fireflies on the coast. Pelicans with a 4-0 lead right out of the gate. Bottom second. Up multiple runs now on the Royals affiliate. That'll be the next road trip for the Woodpeckers after the 12-game homestand. Myrtle Beach. Very much looking forward to that road trip in our hotel right on the water. Assuming they still put us up at the Doubletree, I will have a fit if we're not still right on the beach like we were last year. 3-2 the count. Bubba Felia ready for the pitch. Here it is. Dombrowski drops a slider in, and whoa, where did that pitch miss? Right on the outside corner, and that's a horrible call by Travis Roberson. Trey Dombrowski almost spiked his glove. That was a great backdoor pitch, and Dombrowski had a couple of words for Roberson and Encarnacion talking to him a little bit. And I don't know where that pitch missed. That was a great-looking pitch that should have got Felia for strike three. Instead, Trey Dombrowski issues his first walk of the night. And he works with runners at first and second with one out. First pitch to Zarate spins outside and missed for a ball. And now Travis Roberson is trying to press the issue with Trey Dombrowski. He walks out in front of the plate. Trey wasn't saying anything to him. Roberson goes back behind the plate now where he should have been the entire time, and Dombrowski ready for the 1-0. Here's a ground ball, pulled toward second, could be two. Shovel to second by below for one. Loft in the turn to first, and a double play. Well, Dombrowski didn't get the strikeout, but he quickly gets out of the inning. A 4-6-3 double play ends it, and we're going to the sixth with the Woodpeckers down 3-1.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Top of the sixth inning, and on the very first pitch, Ricardo Belleau flies out to center field. That was a medium depth fly ball and fairly easy for Antunes. So Belleau goes to 0 for 3. The Woodpeckers trail tonight 3-1. They got a run back in the top of the fifth, cut it to a 2-1 game, and then a solo home run by Carson Tucker on the first pitch of the fifth inning. Got the run right back. So Lynchburg back up by two. Now it's Luis Encarnacion. He swings at the first one and rips a low liner out into right for a base hit. Leadoff or one out single for Encarnacion, and he'll go to 1-for-3. That's the fourth hit today for Fayetteville. They got a run in the fifth on that RBI single from John Garcia. And here comes Tyler Whitaker, who reached on a walk in the fourth but was picked off of first base. There's a new arm into the game as well for Lynchburg as the pitch is placed for a strike on the low outside corner. Now on the mound is Luis Almonte, a right-hander. So you go from the lefty starting for five innings to Almonte, the righty. And here comes the belt high set and the pitch, and Whitaker gets tied up swinging on an inside fastball. Final line for Adam Tulloch puts him in line for a winning decision if the Hillcats can hang on the rest of the way. Another really good game for him. That's probably four or five straight games now where he's been fantastic for Lynchburg. Five innings, three hits, one run. He finally gave up a run in July on that Garcia single. One walk and five strikeouts, and departs with a 3-1 lead. Encarnacion off of first. Whitaker in an 0-2 hole. And here's the pitch from Almonte. He struck him out swinging. High and inside fastball. He just kept it in on the knuckles of Whitaker the whole time. And Whit strikes out for the first time. Goes to 0-for-2. Here comes Luis Baez, who's put a pair of baseballs in play tonight, but has fouled a flight out to right field both times. He's 0-for-2, and the first pitch coming home, fastball up and away. It is 1-0. Luis Almonte with Lynchburg this year has a 1-0 record, a 5.85 ERA, and tonight pitches in his 18th game in relief. 20 and a third innings, he has given up 13 earned runs, 26 walks, 26 strikeouts, and 17 walks. Fastball low and away, taken by Baez, and it's a 2-0 count. That has been one of the impressive things right out of the gate for Baez. He has taken a lot of pitches just barely outside of the strike zone. He has very good zone awareness. Two balls, no strikes, here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight backwards. That's something you almost just immediately recognize. You recognized it with Clifford. You see tons of hitters at this level chase the breaking ball low and away, extend their zone too much. And for a guy like Clifford, he would take those sliders just to the outside. Pitches he knew that were out pitches that opposing arms wanted him to swing at. And Baez has that same tendency to him. He'll lay off the pitch that's just an inch or two to the outside or is a little bit high. 2-1 coming home, and he swings at a fastball center cut, fouls it back. It's 2-2. One run, four hits, no errors for the visitors, the Woodpeckers. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Hillcats. First game since July 19th of 2019 here at Bank of the James Stadium. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch is outside. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Lopez. The last game that was played here was actually the back half of a doubleheader. It was played on a Sunday. And the Woodpeckers lost the last game 8-1. Whole different ball club at that time, full of a lot of now big leaguers at the Astros level. 3-2 with two outs. The pitch to Baez with a runner on the move. He swings and rips a deep line drive out into left field. Zarate going back, and that ball is off the middle of the fence. He'll play the carom. Encarnacion gets to third. He's being waved around. He will score without a throw. And Luis Baez drives home a run with his third double already in two games. 3-2. Woodpeckers back within a run. And Luis Baez got all of that baseball. If we're at Segra Stadium, that ball might have screamed over the wall, but it's a high fence in left center field. Second RBI in two games for Baez. And now it's Garrett McGowan. McGowan into the left side, fresh count. And Baez the tying run in scoring position. Three balls, or rather, pitch clock violation on Almonte. He didn't kick in time. Garrett McGowan today has gone 0-for-2, a strikeout and a flyout to center field. And here comes the 1-0 pitch home. A high fastball. It kicks off of Lopez's glove and rolls all the way to the backstop. Luis Baez is going to third. And a wild pitch puts the tying run 90 feet away. Just a very high fastball, and Lopez tried to extend out of the crouch to reel it in, and it clipped off of his glove. Continuing for Baez now is an interesting trend. I don't think he wants anything to do with singles. Three hits in the single A level, all doubles. Two on Sunday, and 1-for-3 today with a double. And they've been to all fields, one to right center on Sunday, one to left center in that game, and now today, a line drive double off the middle of the fence. So Luis Baez, an extra base machine, six total bases now in about a game and a half. And Garrett McGowan ahead 2-0 after a quick meeting on the mound. Almonte pitches, and McGowan pops it up straight backwards out of play. Two balls and one strike. Fayetteville scored in each of the last two innings, and they're trying to level the game back up. Garrett McGowan's driven in seven on the year. Off a third is Baez, the 2-1 pitch, and McGowan takes up and outside. Luis Almonte last year was in the rookie ranks for the Guardians. He pitched in 17 games in the FCL and spent 2019 and 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and McGowan lifts it left side behind third. Carson Tucker drifting over into foul territory up along the line and making the grab below his knee. That ball played some tricks on him, but the inning is over. One more on the board for the Woodpeckers, back within a run on the RBI double from Luis Baez, his third double already with the Woodpeckers. And it's 3-2 when we come back for the bottom of the sixth.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Well, the Woodpeckers will also turn to their bullpen in the bottom of the sixth inning. Trey Dombrowski gives them five, and now Dury Carrasco takes over. He misses down and inside with a fastball to Wilfredo Antunes, the leadoff man in this Lynchburg sixth inning. Antunes, the two-hitter, has gone 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-out to third. So enter Dury Carrasco, who pitches and misses a little bit low. Here's a ground ball towards second base. Moving to his right below. Scoops with a backhand. Low throw to first, but snared by McGowan with a slight stretch. And he's had a good day today over at second base. Ricardo Below's made a couple of plays off to his backhand side and made off-balance throws to record outs. Helped turn a double play. Start a double play in the fifth inning as well. They got Trey Dombrowski out of his final inning of work. Final line for Trey Dombrowski has him at five innings. He gave up the four hits, two of which were home runs. All three of Lynchburg's runs have come via the long ball today. One walk, five strikeouts for Dombrowski. His season ERA sits at 3.42 after today's start. Dury Carrasco sears a fastball in there, and it is a strike, 1-1. Carrasco, the converted middle infielder from last season, having a good season on the mound. And the transition, I think at this point you can already call it a success with the type of numbers that he's put up. 3-4 record, 2.49 ERA in 17 games, 29 strikeouts over 25 and two-thirds innings, and just 8 walks. 1-2 coming home, and Carrasco misses low. Angel Henao is 0-2, fly out to right, and a pop out to second base. And here comes Carrasco's 2-2 pitch. He sneaks the fastball close, but just a little too far inside. That was a pitch that was called strike earlier in the at-bat. Weird zone tonight from Travis Roberson, and Trey Dombrowski was messed out of a couple of calls in the last inning as well. Here's a changeup, and it's down to the dirt, chased by Henao. He'll swing and miss, and it's blocked by Encarnacion. He throws up the line to complete the strikeout. So here comes Robert Lopez, the cleanup hitter and catcher. Tonight, Lopez has gone 0-2 with a ground out to short, and also a ground out to first. First pitch to him is high. Lopez batting .252 on the year. He has 3 home runs and 22 RBIs. Here comes the 1-0, and it just missed outside. He had an 11-game hit streak at one point earlier this year as well. That's one of the longer streaks out of any Lynchburg Hillcat on the season. Enters today with hits in back-to-back games, and the 19-year-old lefty takes a strike on the 2-0. 2-1. There are 2 away in the bottom of the sixth, and nobody on base. Fayetteville down a run, 3-2. They're out hitting Lynchburg 5-4, though. Here's the 2-1. Slider a little too far in. 3-1. Robert Lopez is originally from Caracas in Venezuela and was a signing in 2021 internationally by the Guardians. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Carrasco, and that's a changeup that just missed on the inside. Encarnacion couldn't squeeze it cleanly, and maybe that cost Carrasco ball four. So man on with two outs. This is where Lynchburg was able to club a home run earlier in the game, and this pitch hit deep but foul off to the left field side. It was in the third inning against Trey Dombrowski where he issued a double and then a two-run home run to the 9-1 hitters. Two of the three Lynchburg runs have come with two outs, and Lexer Sadui trying to get in the hit column. Here's the 0-1, and he grounds it foul up along first. Nothing and two on Sadui. Another one of those Venezuelan ball players on this Lynchburg team. He, like Robert Lopez, is also from Caracas and was signed internationally in 2019. Sadui, 20 years old, and is on a four-game hitting streak entering today, trying to extend it. A rollout to short and to first today. 0-2 pitch, and Dury Carrasco slipped on his way down the slope. Might have clipped the front of his cleat as he was coming down the mound, and he'll commit a balk. He never threw the baseball. And he just taps his chest and looks at Enka and even cracks a smile and says, my bad on that one. A balk assessed, and that will get Lopez down to second base. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch to Sadui, and it missed inside. One ball and two strikes, and this is a guy you want to go after. You have Carson Tucker standing on deck, and he's the batter that hit the solo home run back in the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch tapped off of the chest protector of Encarnacion, and it'll stay 1-2. Much prefer to not have Tucker at the plate with multiple base runners on, trying to keep this at a one-run game. Moving to the seventh inning, 3-2 Lynchburg. And Sadui ready, a 1-2 pitch again, and he chops this out to McGowan, plays it on a short hop right up along the chalk line. McGowan stomps on first and ends the inning, stranding the runner Lopez on second base. So Jerry Carrasco fires a scoreless sixth out of the bullpen. Fayetteville may go to the pen again in tandem with Dombrowski. First we'll play the top of the seventh. When we come back, it'll be Lofton, Garcia, and Gastone to try and tie this game or take the lead. Fayetteville trailing 3-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
He says, son, can
It is the top of the seventh inning in Lynchburg. Welcome back, everybody, inside Bank of the James Stadium. Andrew Chapman with you for the final third of this ball game. Series opener between the Astros and Guardians affiliates. Jackson Lofton leading it off. He took a slider for a strike. And the 0-1 from right-hander Luis Almonte is down and inside. Almonte out for his second inning of work. He gave up the Luis Baez RBI double in the sixth inning. They got the Woodpeckers back within a run. 3-2 the score. Lofton with a double. He scored that run, driven in by Baez, and pops this up. First base side foul territory. Sadua gets all the way onto the dirt, pressed up against the sidewall. And with all that foul territory space here at Bank of the James, Park holds it, and he makes the catch for out number one. So it feels like we started this game not long ago, but the Woodpeckers have eight outs to play with now. Bottom of their order coming up. John Garcia, Gastone on deck, Machandi in the hole. Garcia with an RBI single. Got Fayetteville on the board in the fifth and bounces this one out to third. Two skips and played behind the bag by Tucker. Firm throw across right to the chest of Felia. And John Garcia is out on one pitch. Make it seven outs to play with. We'll still get the heart of the order up one more time, which is key tonight. You get those guys like Encarnacion, Whitaker, Baez, below, all batting once more. Sandro Gastone trying to prevent a 1-2-3 seventh inning. He's into the right side, and here's the first pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back into the netting. Keep an eye on Augusta tonight. If the Green Jackets are unable to win and Fayetteville can manage to pull this one out, then Fayetteville will leapfrog Augusta in the standings. But right now, the Green Jackets have a 3-1 lead at home in the top of the fifth over Fredericksburg. Gastone fouls a ball at his feet. And the count is nothing and two. Gastone hit maybe the hardest ball of the entire game today for Fayetteville in the fifth inning, but it was caught on an over-the-shoulder grab in center. And he lifts this pitch deep out to left, hooking towards the pole. Zarate getting over to the foul line and in front of the track makes the catch. Looked pretty good off of the bat with that roof overhanging our heads. He thought maybe, but not to be. And Sandra Gastone flies out to end a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Time to stretch in Lynchburg. Fayetteville down a run. It is 3-2.
Fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Oh, Home seventh inning, and Jerry Carrasco will return to the mound. He is going to face Carson Tucker at least, and then we'll see where it goes from there. Trey Dombrowski giving Fayetteville five innings today. Carrasco out for his second inning of work. Tucker swings, lines this out into left field. Garcia came forward on it, almost came too far in. He had to leap at the last moment and catch that hanging line drive at his left shoulder. That's the second ball tonight that Carson Tucker is really squared up on a barrel. He hit that solo home run in the fifth inning and now lines out for the first out of the seventh and brings up Tyrese Turner. Tyrese Turner, a left-handed batter, has struck out both times today against Dombrowski. Squares off against Carrasco for the first time. Aaron Turner takes a low pitch for ball one. Tyrese Turner, a 23-year-old, originally from Torrance, California. 1-0, hack through, a good changeup from Carrasco, 1-1. He was picked in the 13th round last year. Hit his first professional home run back on June 7th. And there's a strike on the inside. It is 1-2. Turner with six total extra base hits on the year. Bases empty, one out. 1-2 pitch, down and inside. And that's scooted away from Encarnacion. So it's two balls and two strikes. He's only batting 183 this year, though, so still trying to figure it out at the plate as a professional. Only two home runs and 13 RBIs on the year for Tyrese Turner. Here comes the kick and the 2-2, and it just missed to the outside. Close pitch, but it'll fill it up. Three balls, two strikes. Jordan Brown in the on-deck circle. And as the clock goes down to three, Carrasco begins the motion, and a slider is fouled backwards and into the netting. Charleston has extended their lead 6-1 over Delmarva in the top of the fifth inning with a three-run top of the fifth tonight. Boy, the River Dogs in a completely different team after being the last-place team in the South in the first half. A fastball missed down and inside. Tyrese Turner will draw the walk. Second walk allowed by Jerry Carrasco in the third from Fayetteville pitching. Manning first, one out, and brings up Jordan Brown. Brown is singled and struck out. A right-handed hitter batting just 195 on the year. He had a lot of low batting averages for the Hillcats starting lineup today, which is a little surprising considering they have one of the better offenses average-wise in the league. Now, some of that is due to players who have been promoted already to the higher levels of the system. Runner on the go to second. A swing and a high slider. Encarnacion one hops the throw down to second base. And Turner is in there. A couple of really short throws tonight by Encarnacion. And he doesn't have the best throwing arm out of the catching trio. And Lynchburg really taking advantage of it. 0-1 pitch. Slider outside. We'll say, though, although Encarnacion's arm strength has been an issue for him this year, he has gotten better at just the framing aspect. He saw a few too many pass balls for him earlier in the year, but he's starting to become more comfortable, I think, just working with this staff. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a tapper off the inside of the foot. That'll be a foul ball for Jordan Brown. Fredericksburg has gotten a run back on Augusta. It's now 3-2 in the middle of the fifth inning. One ball and two strikes. The pitch on the way, and a slider gets him swinging. Jordan Brown chased after one to the outside, and he goes down hacking, and that's the second strikeout for Carrasco. Second out of the seventh inning. In high A tonight, the Asheville Tourists begin a new series in the South Atlantic League. The Tourists tonight are in a close one on the road in Greenville against the Boston Red Sox affiliate. They're tied 3-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Of course, the news coming out of Woodpecker headlines today. Pre-game was the promotion of Zach Cole. Cole is not playing tonight, though. I believe he traveled yesterday, and he is getting a day off in the first game of the Greenville series tonight. One ball and no strikes. Bobby Filia, the nine-hitter, who's doubled and walked. Here's a spin and a throw to second. Almost a wide throw to center, and Below had to jump off the bag to reel it in. Tonight, Ryan Wroblewski is connected for his 15th double. Wroblewski batting .287 in high A this year. He has over an 800 OPS at .811. 2-for-2 game, pair of RBIs for Wroblewski and the double, so he's having a good night. Slider close, but just outside. Nick Swanson on the bump tonight for Asheville, and he has given up 3 earned runs over 3 innings and allowed 7 hits as well. Swanson's ERA at 9.26 in high A since his promotion from Fayetteville, where he had a sub-2.5 ERA. So it's been a difficult transition so far for Swanson, but I believe tonight's only his third or fourth outing with the tourists since he got to the high A ranks. Keep you updated as the tourists ball game moves along. 2-1 on Bubba Filia. And a ground ball pulled sharply out to short. Lofton shuffles to his right. One hopping throw to first, and McGowan can't dig it out. He knocks it down with a backhand, and the runner will come home and score. Tyrese Turner is in, and Lynchburg grabs the 4-2 lead. See how they score it. It'll likely go down as an error on Jackson Lofton. Strong throwing arm for Lofton from that left side, and he just didn't get it there. And ended up right at the feet of McGowan. Very tough short hop to make on a backhand, and by knocking it down, it allowed Turner to come around. They do flash an error on the board, so it'll be an E6. No RBI for Filia as he gets on for a third time, but Fayetteville down a couple with 6 outs to work with. Back to the top, Angel Zarate is in the left side. And here's the pitch, runner on the move to second. He swings and misses at a pitch down in the dirt. Encarnacion's throw down, not in time. And Filia swipes second base. And they're pretty much going every time they get on base against Encarnacion. So Zarate, who has hit the 2-run home run today, provided half of Lynchburg's runs in a nothing and two count. Pitch from Carrasco misses low. 1-2. And if the Woodpeckers are able to scratch across a run in the eighth or the ninth, but fall short tonight, you'll have to circle that one on the scorecard as a kind of a routine play that Jackson Lofton makes 9.8 out of 10 times. And see that as a critical moment of the ball game. 1-2 pitch from Carrasco, down in the dirt again. Another good block by Enka. Talking about how his pitch framing's gotten a little bit better. The arm's still an issue, but the blocking as well, I think, is developing for Encarnacion. TJ Bergman, the coaching apprentice, bullpen catcher for the Woodpeckers, who serves a variety of jobs and works with them alongside Dylan Mazzo pregame, doing a lot of pitch blocking. 2-2 pitch, 2 outs, and a ground ball pulled over to Below. He scoops it at second, throws over to first, and that'll do it for Lynchburg in the seventh inning. But one unearned run comes across on Dury Carrasco due to the throwing error by Jackson Lofton. And it's 4-2 Hillcats moving to the eighth inning when we return.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Back at Bank of the James Stadium for the top of the eighth inning. Fayetteville down 4-2, and the Hillcats will go to their bullpen for a second time. Miguel Vinicio, a right-hander, takes over for Luis Almonte and misses down and in on Roylen Machandy. It's rather Machandy starting out the inning here. Here comes the 1-0, and he goes down low to get a fastball. Missed at it, 1-1. Miguel Vinicio is a 2-2 with a 7.67 ERA in 22 games for Lynchburg this year. He's given up a lot of runs, 25 earned over 29 and a third. 18 walks and 32 strikeouts. Gets another fastball by the wave of Machandy, and the count is 1-2. Machandy has singled, stolen two bases, and grounded out to third. It was a 3-2 game going to the bottom of the seventh, but Lynchburg added another run on a two-out throwing error by Jackson Lofton to first that would have ended the inning. Instead, it allowed Tyrese Turner to come around and score from second base. Tough one to swallow if you're the Woodpeckers. Six outs to play with, make it five. Fastball rides up and in and strikes out Machandy. There hasn't been a ton of swing and miss tonight. Only seven strikeouts for the Fayetteville lineup. What they've not done a ton, though, is walk. Only one walk. That was Tyler Whitaker, who drew ball four in the fourth inning. Aside from that, Lynchburg's done a good job of commanding the zone and getting outs with the defense behind him. Ricardo Below rips the first pitch on a line out towards the middle, but Hanau, the shortstop, shifted over, makes the catch, and saves a hit. Tough break for Ricardo Below, who smoked that ball up the chute. But hit it right to a shifted infield. That shift still does plague hitters, even with the new rules. And Below is the second out of the eighth inning. Tough luck line out. And here's Luis Encarnacion trying to avoid a 1-2-3 eighth. First pitch, low and outside. That is ball one. So we gave you the Asheville update. That game tied 3-3 still going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The AA Corpus Christi Hooks are in the bottom of the third tonight. They are back at home hosting the Midland Rockhounds. Chopper foul, third base side. And they trail early 4-1 in the bottom of the third. They got a run early on a Joey Loperfido, or rather a Zach Daniels RBI double. Loperfido does have a double in that game as well. Foul ball off the end of the bat. And Encarnacion on a 1-2 count. Bases empty, two gone in the top of the eighth. 4-2 Lynchburg in the series opener. Julio Rabina, former Woodpecker, a lefty on the mound today for Corpus, and he's given up five hits and four earned runs over just three innings. 1-2 pitch and a chopper on one high skip out to third. Carson Tucker has it, taps the glove a couple times, throws from the grass, and ends a 1-2-3 inning. Will Fayetteville down to their final three outs tonight? Lynchburg will have one more chance to add to their 4-2 lead. When we come back, you're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live from Lynchburg, Virginia on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, brighter.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Wilfredo Antunes leads it off. He swings at an 0-1 pitch and fouls it into the netting. It is nothing and two. As Ian Fago takes over out of the Fayetteville bullpen behind Dury Carrasco. Carrasco went two innings, gave up one hit, an unearned run in the seventh, along with two walks and two strikeouts. Here comes the 0-2, and a hanging breaking ball is lifted out into center. Machandi drifting over to his right and making the catch towards the alleyway for the first out of the eighth inning. So Ian Fago comes in, third arm for Fayetteville, behind the five innings that Trey Dombrowski pitched to get the night going. Fago pitches tonight in his 21st game of the year, his 25th in his Carolina League career. Fago has an 0-2 record and a 7.04 ERA on the year. Here's the pitch to Angel Henao, and it's down and outside, 1-0. Three saves and four opportunities. Tonight he's just trying to keep it a 4-2 game going to the ninth. 15 and a third innings. He's struck out 22, walked 22. The 1-0. And this pitch is rocked on a line right center field. That's going to get down into the gap and go all the way to the base of the wall. Machandi picks it up as Henao hustles down to second base and picks up a one-out double. Hard line drive on a fastball that was in the mid-90s. Fago brings that velocity, but he left it in a hittable spot, and Henao timed it up. Now it's Robert Lopez, so Lynchburg trying to add whatever insurance they can before the ninth inning as they try and take the opener of this six-game series. Robert Lopez has reached on a walk but is hitless, 0-2. Off a second hit now as he buckles that sliding mitt. Look out, fastball runs up near the letters of Lopez and sends him bailing out of the left side. One and oh, the count on Robert Lopez. Ian Fago works exclusively out of the stretch. No windup for him as he goes down to the chest, kicks, pitches, and drops a breaking ball in, and that was awful close. Not sure where that one missed. Travis Roberson just not given the inside part of the zone today. It's 2-0 the count. Lofton hovering behind the runner, trying to keep him honest. Here's the pitch. And Fago missed low with a changeup. Three balls and no strikes make it on Robert Lopez. Elsewhere around the Astros farm system today, you have the Sugarland Space Cowboys in the AAA Pacific Coast League. Here's the pitch, up and in. And a four-pitch walk to Robert Lopez. There's two on with one out. Second walk of the game drawn by Lopez. Sugarland back at home tonight. They are at Constellation Field. They are hosting the Albuquerque Isotopes. And Sugarland trails 2-1. Tough year for Sugarland, who are now 19 games back of 500 overall in the year. They're 36-54. Here's the pitch home. And that's down and inside. Corpus Christi has the best record out of all the Astros affiliates. Fayetteville with the second best record, and then you have Asheville and Sugarland, who are around that 20-game below 500 mark. Tonight, Shea Whitcomb does have a base hit, so does Pedro Leon. 1-0, and there's a changeup for a strike on the low outside corner to Lexer Sadui, the lefty, who is 0-for-3 with three groundouts. Well, Pedro Leon's hit actually a home run today, his 13th of the year in AAA for the top 10 prospect. Changeup missed outside, and it's now 2-1. Former Woodpecker Misael Tamarez got the start today, and he only lasted three innings before being replaced. He went three innings, gave up two hits and two earned runs, along with three walks and two strikeouts. Two ball, one strike pitch with one away, and a foul ball goes straight backwards to the backstop. 2-2. Give you a quick little look around the Major League side of things tonight, as well as the Houston Astros are in action. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball lifted the opposite way. Garcia started back. Now he takes a step in and reaches up right at his cap and makes the grab for out number two. The Houston Astros are in warm-ups. They're playing in elevation tonight out in Denver, Colorado, against the Rockies. Colorado just came off of a big series at home, taking 2 of 3 from the scuffling New York Yankees. Now it's Carson Tucker, who's hit a couple of balls hard today, including a solo home run in the fifth inning. He hits with runners at first and second, two outs, 4-2 Lynchburg. Here's the pitch. And a slider is called strike on the outside, 0-1. Starting today for the Houston Astros is Hunter Brown, the former number one overall prospect. He has a 4.12 ERA this year. It's been an up-and-down season for Hunter Brown. Carson Tucker chased a slider outside, and he's quickly down 0-2. We have two outs. Ian Fago trying to put up a scoreless eighth and give his lineup one more chance in the ninth. 0-2 pitch. Outside, and that just got right by Encarnacion. It rolls all the way to the backstop. And both runners will advance. It'll go down as a pass ball. Encarnacion had his glove in the spot of that pitch and then just pulled it away at the last moment. I don't know if he got crossed up or what happened there, but a pass ball will put runners in second and third. 1-2. With two outs, pitch is low. You know, Fayetteville has been a team this year that struggles coming off the bus. When they're on the road in series openers, if they lose tonight, they will be 0-7. They call it bus legs. Or you walk off the bus, you're a little sore, long trip today, a little over 3 hours. Here's the two ball, two strike pitch from Fago. And that's down and outside. Good backhand by Encarnacion. That saved a run. But 1-10 overall. They've won one series opener on a Tuesday all year. They've played a couple of Monday games, and they've gone 2-0 in those. But something about these series openers where Fayetteville just can't get off on the right foot, whether it's at home or on the road. Bus legs. They are pretty comfortable charter buses, though. It's not like they're riding school buses. 3-2. And there's a slider that was close right on the outside corner. That's a pitch that Roberson's called a strike tonight. He's called it a ball other times. And the zone is questionable, to say the least. And that's a walk. This is the same crew that we had last week, and there weren't this many strike zone issues. Not often that you have a two-man umpiring crew in back-to-back series, but the Woodpeckers getting plenty used to John Forrester and Travis Roberson. So they should be familiar with his zone, but there's been some disagreements tonight. Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, is going to go to the mound and have a conversation with the bags fully loaded. This, it feels that the game is at this moment right here. Tyrese Turner at the plate, bases loaded, two outs. If you keep it within two runs, you're giving yourself a shot in the ninth inning, but a base hit or anything further at this stage, and Lynchburg's going to be firmly in control of game one of this series. So Tyrese Turner, pair of strikeouts and a walk. He's ready to go after the meeting on the mound. He swings at the first pitch, lifts it deep along the left field line towards the foul pole. It'll get foul. Just in front of the wall, it drops down. And for a moment, you were holding your breath as Tyrese Turner hit it pretty well. Only two home runs all year, though, for Turner. Two runs, five hits, no errors tonight, or one error tonight for Fayetteville, or... Let's see, it looks like maybe they've taken the air off of the board. Here's the 0-1, and that runs inside, and that's a ball. Now, if they did take, I'm trying to examine here, they took the air off the board, you presume, on that throw from Jackson Lofton. That was clearly an error, and that would ultimately give an earned run to Dury Carrasco instead of an unearned run. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a slider low and inside. It's 1-2. And the throw arrived before the runner, but we'll have to go back and look at that one. More important to focus on this spot here. Bases loaded, 1-2, two outs. Ian Fago trying to get out of this eighth inning jam. Here comes his kick, his pitch home, and a swing and a miss on a down and inside fastball. Big strikeout for Ian Fago. He wipes out Tyrese Turner and strands the bases loaded after a double and a pair of walks. One more chance for the Woodpeckers to come back from 4-2 down. We're going to the top of the ninth inning when we come back to Lynchburg on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Tomas Reyes begins the top of the ninth inning out of the Lynchburg bullpen, trying for the save. He squares off against Tyler Whitaker, delivers and misses up and inside on a 1-0 pitch. And Whitaker, leadoff hitter, ahead 2-0. Got the heart of the order coming up here to try and level this 4-2 game. Whitaker, Baez, McGowan. And now this pitch popped up behind home plate. Lopez giving it a look, but it is onto the roof. A foul ball. So 2-1 on Whitaker. Tyler today's gone 0-2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out to short. Fayetteville runs coming in the fifth and in the sixth on an RBI single from John Garcia and an RBI double by Luis Baez. The 2-1 wind and offer. And that's a high fastball to get it to 3-1. Tomas Reyes is 1-0. He's been nails this year for Lynchburg. .90 ERA in 16 games. He's allowed just two earned runs in 20 innings and is 6-for-6 in save opportunities. Whitaker whiffs at a high fastball, and that gets to 3-2. 21 strikeouts, 8 walks. And an argument to be made that right now he is one of the top closers in the Carolina League. Not too many guys have that defined role league-wide, but Reyes certainly does here in Lynchburg. 3-2 pitch. And a fastball missed up high. Tyler Whitaker draws ball four. He is the only Woodpecker hitter to walk today. And that is his second time reaching base on ball four. And that's all you're looking for to start this inning, just a runner on base. And let that group behind you go to work. Luis Baez, three doubles in his first two Carolina League games, steps into the right side. He ripped a double off the left center field wall in his last at bat. Lefty on righty. Here's the pitch. And a fastball is called a strike at the top of the zone. Tomas Reyes this year has given up 9 hits in those 20 innings of work, but not a lot of base runners, just a .85 whip. And opposing hitters batting just .129 against him. There's a changeup for strike two, knee level. And he pulled the string on that one. Luis Baez. They have to swing at anything close here. Protect the zone. Middle infield double play depth, outfield, and a no doubles defense. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that rides up and outside. It is 1-2. Five Fayetteville hits in the game. Four singles and a double. Off their 12-hit performance on Sunday. Now the pitch coming home. 1-2 slides down and inside at the left hand of Reyes, and that gets it back to 2-2 on Baez. Looked comfortable at Segra Stadium on Sunday. Looks comfortable again today on the road after his 7 home runs in 17 games at the FCL level. Still waiting for the first full season homer from Baez. Fastball runs up and outside, and it is 3-2. Another full count put together by Tomas Reyes, and Baez gets on, tying run is aboard. This game has not been level since it was scoreless. Lynchburg been on top since their 2-run bottom of the third. Nobody out, top 9. Whitaker hanging out over there at first base. Reyes looks over, pitches, and what do we have? Home plate umpire steps out of the crouch. It's a pitch clock violation. Reyes did not kick in time, and ball four has been granted to put Baez on first base. A pitch clock violation at the most inopportune time. Tying runs are on. Whitaker goes to second and Baez to first. the old BBPC, base on balls pitch clock. And now Garrett McGowan awaits his time to hit as the catcher Lopez heads out to the mound and talks with Reyes. Quick peek back over to Augusta tonight, where the Green Jackets have extended their lead over Fredericksburg 5-2. So if Fayetteville can come back and win this thing, not a chance to make up a game directly in front of them if Augusta goes on to win, but all the more reason to try and win this thing to keep pace with the fifth place club. So lefty on lefty after a long mound meeting. McGowan into the left side as Reyes sets, kicks, pitches, and misses up and inside with ball one. Walk's not a real issue for him at all over his first 16 games. As mentioned, he was only averaging about half a walk every inning. And he's walked back-to-back hitters to begin this ninth. 1-0, here's the pitch. Oh, and it runs inside and got a piece of McGowan. It hit him on the right hand, somewhere around the right hand or wrist area. And this is stunning. Tomas Reyes, one of the best arms over the last month for Lynchburg, has loaded up the bases with nobody out. Two walks and a hit by pitch. McGowan had a guard on that right hand, and fortunately he is okay. Nothing but a minor bruise. He's checked up on by Ricky Rivera. Jennifer Bardalis, the team athletic trainer, will unbuckle the gear, go to first. But they are loaded. Tine runs in a scoring position, and now the go-ahead run is on. And Jackson Lofton coming to the plate, but first a meeting on the mound. Lynchburg concerned with their closer. They are going to send their pitching coach out there. First time we have seen Tony Arnold go to the mound tonight. Arnold spent last season alongside manager Jordan Smith as the pitching coach for the ACL, the Arizona Complex League. And he's a former pro ball player himself that was drafted by the Royals in the 10th round of the 1981 draft before spending multiple seasons in the minor leagues with the Dodgers and the Royals, or the Orioles make it. Whole infield comes into conference for this one. And we'll see how they align with Jackson Lofton getting ready to hit. And here's a big spot for Lofton, who back in the 7th inning committed a throwing error that allowed the fourth Lynchburg run to come home and has given them a little bit of breathing room. Now he has a chance to cut into the two-run deficit or tie the game. First pitch coming home, and Lofton takes a high and inside strike. It looked inside, but Lofton crowds that plate quite a bit, and it probably was in the zone. So 0-1 on Lofton, a double in the fifth for Jackson out to right center field. He's also flied to right, popped out to first. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball up and away. And it's 1-1. Whitaker walked in a 3-2 count. Baez walked in a 3-2 count on a pitch clock violation. And then McGowan hit by the pitch. This inning really could have gone one of two ways. It's gone the way of the Woodpeckers. And now Lofton swings and hits a high fly out to right along the foul line. Sadui hustling over, but that ball will land in the bullpen. And the count goes to 1-2 on Jackson Lofton. Loaded without a hit in the inning. Last Fayetteville base hit came in the 6th on a double from Baez. 1-2. That's up and outside. And Reyes almost looking like he's just overthrowing a little bit. Not able to pinpoint that fastball. And they're not able to make out much in the left field bullpen over there for Lynchburg, but doesn't seem to be any activity. 2-2 as Lofton chokes up on the bat, readies for the pitch. Here it is, and he swings in, fights it off, up an inside fastball, and just did get a piece of it. Sent it into the screen, and I can tell that Reyes is trying to jam Lofton, standing pretty close to that plate. Whitaker leads off a third, Baez off a second, McGowan off a first. 4-2 Lynchburg. Tine runs in scoring position. 2-2, and Lofton tips it. And Lopez unable to secure it. Got a piece of his glove and then hit it in the chest protector. And the count will remain level. Fourth time through the order here, you have John Garcia standing on deck. If you're of Lynchburg, you'll trade the double play chance for a run. Lofton swings, lazy pop fly towards second base, and it'll be caught by Turner. A lot of fastball on the inside. That was another jam shot that Lofton just knuckled into fair territory and didn't get the best part of the bat on it. And that's a big out. That's an out that doesn't advance the runners in any way. Sets up a chance and a double play to end the ball game. And also an out on the infield, which you were obviously looking for, instead of something like a sack fly that could score a run and advance Baez down to third. Instead, they remain loaded. Lofton 1-for-4. Here's John Garcia, who singled in a run in the fifth. And he takes a ball on a slider low and away. Garcia's also rolled out to short, rolled out to third. He's going to have to avoid the ground ball in the infield here. Second baseman Turner towards the middle. The 1-0, and that squeezes Garcia on the inside. A ball, 2-0. Last save for Tomas Reyes, when you look over his game log this year, came in his last game. That was here at home against Salem. He had two saves in that series, back-to-back July outings now where he's picked up a save, looking to extend to three straight games tonight. And he gets a 2-0 pitch fouled off to the right side from Garcia, 2-1. He's been pinching in the Lynchburg bullpen actually all the way back to May 3rd. So I said this is about a month of consistency. It's more than that. It's 2 months of being one of the best pitchers in the league. And he goes high and up and inside on a fastball tipped by Garcia on the swing. And Lopez hangs on to it. All the momentum on the side of the Woodpeckers after loading up the bases with no outs, but Tomas Reyes one out away from really putting things back in his favor. 2-2, here's the pitch. It's up and outside. A ton of full counts. Three full counts now for Reyes. Filled up the count against Whitaker, against Baez, and now Garcia. Nowhere to put him, bases loaded. 4-2 game, 3-2 pitch. Up and outside, that is ball four. Garcia draws the walk, and it's a one-run game. Whitaker strolls down the third baseline. He stomps on home, and everybody else is moving on. Baez to third, McGowan to second. Garcia to first with his second RBI of the game, 19th of the season. 4-3 the score, and we'll have a pinch runner. Ricky Rivera is going to turn to some speed out of the dugout. Leo Stanley Molina will pinch run for Garrett McGowan at second base. The tying run, Baez is at third. The go-ahead run, now Molina at second. Third walk of the game brings home a run. Sandro Gastone in the right side, facing the lefty, Reyes. Had a double on Sunday, three hits on Saturday. First pitch is low and a small check swing. They will appeal late. He did not go. And you have to flash back to the seventh inning, of course. We mentioned it earlier, that throwing error that would have ended the game or ended the inning instead, allowed a run to come home, gave Lynchburg their critical fourth run at this moment. 1-0 pitch, and Sandro Gastone checks his swing. He did not go, or actually he foul tipped it just slightly, and it's 1-1. And sometimes those errors can come back to cost you. Jackson Lofton watching from the dugout, hoping his lineup can get it done in front of him. Loaded up, 1-1 count, one out. Long inning for Reyes. He delivers, and Gastone swings, rips a line drive, deep center field. It is over the head of Antonez and all the way to the base of the wall. Baez comes home. Molina circles around. The Woodpeckers take the lead. 5-4 on a Sandro Gastone two-run double. A three-run top of the ninth inning to go in front for the first time tonight. Sandro Gastone ripped a line drive to center field earlier in the game that was caught by Antonez on a sprawling grab. This time he puts it over the Lynchburg center fielder, and they have scored three on one of the top closers in the league. What a comeback by the Woodpeckers. And no doubt a little bit self-inflicted by Reyes, who loaded up the bases with two walks and a hit by pitch before recording an out. Now he has Garcia at third, Gastón at second, and Roilán Machandy at the plate with one out. Infield playing in, Machandy tips the pitch foul. One of the bigger comebacks late in a game that the Woodpeckers have had all year long. Machandy ready. 0-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. And a slider missed towards his back foot, down and in. When trailing after eight innings this year, Fayetteville has gone 0-35. They have never walked off a game at home, of course, at Segra Stadium. But they've never done anything like this either. On the road, hostile territory, coming back from a deficit in the ninth. 1-2. And Machandy takes it up and away. Tomas Reyes just has not been able to locate the fastball. First time that Reyes has allowed three earned runs in a game all year. Only the second time this year in 17 games where he's given up multiple runs. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Pitch to Machandy, and he swings through a fastball for strike three. So Machandy strikes out, second out of the ninth. Sandro Gastón, the hero of the night, standing down on second base, and now the eighth batter of the inning, Ricardo Belo, coming up to the plate to try and pad this 5-4 lead. Fayetteville bullpen suddenly has activity out there as the pitch is down and inside. Ian Fago pitched a scoreless eighth inning, and he stranded the bases loaded. Now you have Lynchburg probably looking back on that as a big-time missed opportunity to score a run or two. They left him loaded, and the Woodpeckers capitalized. 1-0, the count on below. Here's the pitch, and he pops it up right side out of play. Ricardo Belo trying to get involved in the offense. He's gone 0-4. A pair of strikeouts, a fly out to center, and a line out to the shortstop. Tough luck line out where he hit it up the middle in his last bat, and now is in the right spot, shifted over to make the catch. Here's the 1-1, and it's up and outside. Reyes has missed a lot in that spot, high and outside to right-handed hitters. He has thrown a ton of pitches in this inning. 35 pitches, now 36 even now for Tomas Reyes. Goes down to the chest, pitches the 2-1, and below swings and misses. So Reyes, after this long inning where he walked two, hit a batter, walked another later on, then gave up with the bases loaded, then gave up a two-run double. A strike away from getting to the bottom of the ninth inning. Fayetteville up 5-4, only lead all night long. Garcia at third, Gastón at second, 2-2 pitch, and below takes it low and inside. Changeup just off the mark. This Lynchburg team was three outs away from getting back to 500 in the second half, but now they'll have to try and come back in their home ninth inning. Ricardo Belo ready, a payoff pitch. That's outside, ball four. The fourth walk in the inning for Tomas Reyes, who had walked just eight batters over 16 games coming into tonight. And now we got another coach going out to the mound. This is the bench coach now, Jan Rivera, who's going out to the mound. And I wonder if this is a trip out there to take the baseball. It is. So the manager, Jordan Smith, sends Jan out there to make the change. And the Woodpeckers against one of the best closers in the league, Tomas Reyes, chase him from this game. Eight batters step to the plate. Four of them walk. One gets hit by a pitch. And Sandro Gastón provides the big two-run double to put Fayetteville ahead 5-4. Their first ninth inning comeback all year long from a deficit. And now Lynchburg going to the bullpen to get the final out of the ninth. We'll tell you about the new reliever when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bases loaded once again. Two outs with Fayetteville leading 5-4.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport.
and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Samuel Vasquez is the new right-hander out of the Lynchburg bullpen, trying to get the final out of this ninth inning. Bases loaded, three runs in, and Fayetteville has a 5-4 lead. They have come back after trailing for eight innings tonight with a three-run ninth inning. 0-35 this year when trailing after eight. A two-run double by Sandro Gaston to center, the go-ahead hit. Now Garcia stands at third, Gaston at second, below at first. 1-0 the count on Encarnacion. Here's the pitch to Luis, and he whiffs through a fastball 1-1. They chase the top closer in the league right now from the game. He was 6-of-6 in save opportunities. Now will be 6-of-7 as Tomas Reyes is back to the dugout. Vasquez pitching in his 23rd game. He's 0-5 with an even 5 ERA. Three saves and five opportunities. One ball and one strike. Here's the kick and the pitch, and a pop-up around the home plate area will get foul onto the roof. 1-2 with two outs. Meanwhile, Fayetteville has had bullpen activity out there in right. Can't quite make out a number, but they are warming up a closer of their own. Unlike Lynchburg, no real de facto closer or everyday closer for Fayetteville on that staff. 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls and two strikes. Feels like that's been the story of this inning for Lynchburg pitching. Multiple two-strike counts. Reyes walked four, but he had 4-3-2 counts as well. None of them went his way. And now Vasquez trying to put away a Fayetteville hitter with two strikes. 2-2, two outs. Here's the pitch, and Encarnacion shoots it foul off to the right side and towards the parking lot. There's only been one hit in this inning, and that was the double by Gaston. But six Woodpeckers have reached base. Just a kind of an implosion by the Lynchburg bullpen. And now a swinging strike three. Encarnacion goes down, and the long inning comes to a close for Lynchburg, but the big comeback completed by the Woodpeckers. Now they are three outs away from grabbing the series opener. They will go to the bullpen again when we return for the bottom of the ninth. It'll be the 8-9-1 of the Lynchburg order, with Fayetteville now leading 5-4 on the Lynchburg, on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Jeremy Molero has emerged from the Woodpeckers bullpen trying for the save tonight. Not sure we were going to get this far, and the Fayetteville bullpen suddenly activated after the Woodpeckers score three runs in the top of the ninth inning and now carry a 5-4 lead in the series opener. Brown in a 1-1 count. The next pitch misses outside. It's 2-1. Jordan Brown, Bubba Folia, and Angel Zarate are the 8-9-1 scheduled to bat in this inning. Against Molero, who has a 1-0 record and a 1.26 ERA over 12 games. He's pitching fresh tonight as this pitch is chopped out towards Lofton at short. Two hops for him. Long throw from short. A stretch by the new first baseman, Ricardo Below, and he's got it for out number one. Quick note defensively, after Garrett McGowan was pinch ran for by Leo Molina in the top of the ninth inning. Molina will enter the game and play at second base while Below slides over to first base. Worth mentioning the great decision making made tonight by Fayetteville skipper Ricky Rivera to pinch run Molina for McGowan at second base in that ninth inning. Add a little bit of extra speed, and sure enough, on the double, Molina ends up coming around to score the go-ahead run. Slider up and outside, it's 2-0. Bubba Folia has doubled today. That was to left field in the third. He's also walked and reached on what they're now calling a hit, but from what I understand is under review to potentially be an error as well on that throw from Jackson Lofton. Fastball up and in, 3 balls, no strikes. Other numbers for Jeremy Molero this year, 14 2/3 innings. He's 2-for-2. In save opportunities and trying to remain perfect tonight. He's given up just 2 runs all season, 18 walks to 21 strikeouts. So there's a lot of swing and miss, but there's also some walks every once in a while, and now time is called by Bubba Folia. Last save for Jeremy Molero was a while ago. He's pitching fresh tonight. He did not pitch over the weekend, so this is his first time on the mound since pre-All-Star break. 3-0 pitch to Folia, and there's a good front door slider that cuts to the middle. Gets it to 3-1. He has converted saves in both of his last two opportunities, both in July, on July 1st against Kannapolis and then July 5th on the road against Carolina. 3-2 pitch. Runs outside, and that's ball four. Bubba Folia will head down to first, and the tying run is on for the Hillcats. And that's a big walk. Now you bring up Angel Zarate, who hit a 2-run home run in the third inning. And before that, we will have a pinch runner. Lynchburg going to use their bench depth as well as they send Jose Devers out to first base. Devers and his speed are now on first base. We'll see if they get aggressive with Encarnacion behind the plate. They've already stolen four bases tonight. Molero pitching, and a first pitch fastball hacked at and missed by Zarate. Zarate's hit into a double play today. That came in the fifth inning. So he has the big swing in the home run, but also the killer in the double play. Runner at first not going. The 0-1 pitch fouled into the screen. Jackson Lofton is playing towards the middle. Fayetteville shortstop ready to go to that second base bag if they try and send Devers. They've been so aggressive on the bases, it'd be odd if they weren't here. With one out, they need that tying run in scoring position. Molero down to the belt, looking over the shoulder, kicking, pitching, and a fastball just missed off the outside. One and two. Woodpeckers have a number of guys who can close games for him. Casey Ford and this guy, Jeremy Molero, gets the opportunity tonight. 1-2 pitch. Runner breaking for second. He got a late jump. Encarnacion's throw. A one-hopper got him in time. Lofton tags out Devers, and there's two gone in the ninth inning. They've been testing him all night, and in the biggest moment, Encarnacion cuts one down. And now in a 2-2 count, the Hillcats are suddenly down to their final strike. Devers got a really late jump. The ball was well out of the hand of Molero before he even broke for second. Molero down to the belt, pitches 2-2. Swung on and missed. And the Woodpeckers have come back in the ninth inning to take the opener 5-4. Zarate goes down swinging. And Jeremy Molero locks it up with his third straight save in July. And the first game back here in Lynchburg and nearly 4 years, the Woodpeckers come back in a thriller. 0-35 this year when trailing after eight innings. And now it's 1-35. 5-4, the final, a three-run top of the ninth inning with Sandro Gastone delivering the two-run double, the game winner. What a fun game tonight in the Blue Ridge Mountains. We'll break it down next. The Woodpeckers postgame show is around the corner when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville with a comeback victory, 5-4.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team.
Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
What a game. One of those that leaves you a little breathless at the end and reminds you why this sport can be so fun sometimes. Baseball is in full swing tonight in Lynchburg, Virginia. We welcome you into the Woodpeckers postgame show in Bank of the James Stadium for the final time tonight. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman, glad to have you aboard on this Tuesday evening. Hope you hung around for the thrilling finish. The Woodpeckers trailing 4-2 going into the top of the ninth inning. Go on to score three runs and pull out a 5-4 comeback, their first win this year when trailing after eight innings. They were 0-35 this year when trailing after eight, but it was Sandro Gastone's two-run double that helped put the Woodpeckers ahead. That came moments after John Garcia drew a bases-loaded walk. And more surprising out of anything was that Fayetteville pulled it off tonight against one of the best closers in the league, Tomas Reyes, who had a sub-1 ERA since back in early June. He tonight battled some control issues. It was certainly self-inflicted tonight for the Hillcats bullpen. Whitaker walked, Baez walked on a pitch clock violation to begin the ninth inning. Then Garrett McGowan was hit by a pitch. Bases loaded, nobody out in the first two batters. Lofton popped out, and then John Garcia, bases loaded, walked to get it to 4-3. And Sandro Gastone clobbered a fastball out to center field all the way to the wall that brought home two, gave Fayetteville the 5-4 lead. And then in the ninth inning, it was Jeremy Molero recording the save. He got a ground out, walked Bubba Filia, but then Luis Encarnacion behind the plate throwing out the pinch runner Jose Devers trying to steal, and then Angel Zarate strikes out, ending the game, and Fayetteville locks up the 5-4 victory. They trailed for the first eight innings after Lynchburg, for about five innings after Lynchburg scored two runs in the bottom of the third. Woodpeckers got a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth on RBI single from John Garcia, an RBI double from Baez, but then nothing until that come back in the top of the ninth as the Woodpeckers put up five runs on six hits, no errors, four runs on six hits, no errors for Lynchburg. The Woodpeckers go to 38-46 overall, 8-10 in the second half of play. Lynchburg gets one stolen from them. They're 39-44 with the loss and 8-10 in the second half of play. Ian Fago gets his first Carolina League win with the Woodpeckers tonight. He goes to 1-2. Congrats to him on his first winning decision of the year. Another pivotal moment in this game is the ninth inning when Fago was on the mound. He had bases loaded in the eighth inning and got the strikeout to end things. Tyrese Turner striking out after a double and a pair of walks loaded up the bases, and that's an inning where Lynchburg will look and say we could have gotten one or two to pad our lead and potentially win this game. But the Woodpeckers pull it out. The loss ends up going to Reyes, his first of the year, and Jeremy Molero records his third straight save in July. And that's now three in total for him on the season. Baez with a double today, along with Jackson Lofton, his ninth of the season, and Sandro Gastone, his game-winning double, his 16th of the year, driving home a pair of runs and clinching the 5-4 victory. Final time of game tonight in Lynchburg, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a Lynchburg Bank of the James Stadium crowd of 1,102. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow, game two of the series. It'll be left-hander Jose Nadal on the bump for the Woodpeckers. He's 1-8 with a 7.25 ERA. Right-hander Yorman Gomez, 3-6 with a 5.25 ERA. First pitch tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. in our pregame show here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. We'll begin at 6:20 p.m. right ahead of the start of Game 2 of the six-game series. We play at 6:30 every night through Saturday and then 2 o'clock in the series conclusion on Sunday. A big thanks to Colin Casey back at home base monitoring the broadcast, clipping some highlights for social media, and helping you follow along the action at home. We appreciate all of his hard work postgame as well, and we'll be back with him next Tuesday as Fayetteville begins a 12-game homestand at Segra Stadium. And the biggest thank you, the Woodpeckers fans, and all the listeners. You make it possible to bring you Woodpeckers baseball at home and on the road. And we hope to join you again tomorrow, Wednesday night, for Game 2 of this series at 6:30. Appreciate all your support tonight. Final line scores for one final time. Fayetteville, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors in their 38th win of the season and 8th of the second half. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Lynchburg. 39-44, their new record, and 8-10 as well in the second half of play. That'll do it for our radio coverage tonight in Lynchburg, Virginia. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow for a 6:20 pregame show and a 6:30 first pitch between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. Good night. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live on the road on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.